Nigel, have you ever stopped to think about what's actually going on beneath our feet? I mean, beyond just roots and soil, there's this entire hidden world, a bustling network that most of us are completely oblivious to.
You know, John, I have actually. Especially after reading a few things about how plants aren't just these passive, solitary organisms we often imagine. It's truly mind-boggling, isn't it? What's your latest obsession in the subterranean plant world?
Well, it's the Wood Wide Web, of course. This incredible system of underground communication. We're talking about plants, trees even, actively sharing resources, sending warnings, and essentially talking to each other through vast fungal networks. It's not just a cute analogy, it's a living, breathing, biological internet.
The Wood Wide Web. I love that term. It really paints a picture, doesn't it? But for our listeners who might not be familiar, can you break down what we're actually talking about here? What exactly facilitates this conversation between plants?
Absolutely. At its core, it's about mycorrhizal fungi. These aren't just any fungi. They form symbiotic relationships with the roots of almost all plants. The fungi essentially extend the plant's root system exponentially, reaching nutrients and water that the plant couldn't access on its own. In return, the plant provides the fungi with carbohydrates produced through photosynthesis. But here's the kicker. These fungal threads, called hyphae, connect individual plants, sometimes even different species, creating this massive, interconnected web.
So, it's a mutualistic relationship on steroids, then. The fungi are like the fiber optic cables, and the plants are the computers hooked up to the network. That's a fascinating exchange of resources right there, an elegant solution to nutrient uptake. But communication, John, that implies a level of intentionality, a transfer of information beyond just sharing sugars.
Exactly, Nigel. And that's where it gets truly astonishing, especially when you start to consider it from an intelligent design perspective. We're not just talking about nutrient exchange. Research has shown that plants use these networks to send warning signals. For instance, if one tree is attacked by aphids, it can release chemical compounds into the fungal network that signal to neighboring trees, even those of different species, to ramp up their defenses.
Hold on, so a tree can literally warn its neighbors about an impending attack. That's incredible. It's like an early warning system built right into the ecosystem. If a tree in one part of the forest is under stress from drought or pest infestation, it's not just suffering alone, it's broadcasting that information. How does it even do that, chemically?
Precisely. They use specific chemical signals, like defense enzymes or hormones, which travel through the fungal network. The fungi act as conduits, facilitating the rapid transport of these signaling molecules. And what's really profound is the cooperative aspect of it. Why would a plant invest energy in warning its neighbors, especially if those neighbors are competing for the same resources? It suggests a level of interconnectedness and interdependence that transcends simple self-interest.
That's the part that really strikes me when we talk about intelligent design. Random, undirected processes, evolving through incremental steps, tend to favor individual survival and competition. But these systems, this Wood Wide Web, seems to operate on principles of community support, resource sharing, and collective defense. It's almost counterintuitive to a purely competitive view of evolution.
It absolutely is. Think about mother trees, large old trees that are extensively connected to numerous younger saplings through these networks. Studies have shown these mother trees can actually funnel carbon and other nutrients to their offspring, even if those saplings are struggling in shady conditions. It's an act of botanical nurture, an altruism that's hard to explain away by simply saying it just happened that way.
A mother tree nurturing its saplings through an underground lifeline, that's a powerful image. It speaks to a level of foresight and intricate planning that seems to scream design rather than blind chance. How could such a system, with all its moving parts, the fungi, the specific chemical signals, the ability to discern kin from non-kin, the complex exchange of diverse nutrients, gradually assemble itself without an overarching blueprint?
That's exactly the question, Nigel. The sheer complexity and functionality of it are astounding. It's not just one isolated component. It's an entire system of integrated parts, all working together for the health and resilience of the forest. You take away the fungi, the communication stops. You take away the specific chemical signals, the warning system breaks down. It feels like an example of irreducible complexity, a system where all parts must be present and working together for it to function at all.
And the implications of that are profound, aren't they? If something is irreducibly complex, meaning it can't function if even one part is missing, it challenges the idea that it could have arisen through a series of small, successive, advantageous modifications. It suggests it must have been designed as a complete system from the outset. I mean, how do you get half a communication network? It doesn't really serve a purpose until it's functional.
Precisely. And let's not forget the recognition aspect. Plants can differentiate between their own species and others, and even recognize their own kin within the network. This isn't just random sharing. There's a directed, selective element to it. Imagine the sophisticated biochemical mechanisms required for a root to know if the sugar it's receiving, or the warning signal it's sending, is going to a sibling or a stranger. It's absolutely mind-bending.
So, we're talking about identity recognition in plants now. That adds another layer of astonishing complexity. It's not just a general broadcast. It's targeted information, targeted resource allocation. It really begs the question, how did this intricate coding system, this biological protocol for communication and recognition, come into being? It feels like the definition of specified complexity.
It truly does. When you see something like this, a system with such clear purpose, elegance, and integrated functionality, it's hard to avoid the conclusion that there's an underlying intelligence behind it. It's like finding a supercomputer and assuming it just randomly assembled itself from silicon and wires. The organization, the information flow, the targeted responses, it all points to design.
And it makes you reevaluate our perception of nature, doesn't it? We often view nature as this brutal, competitive struggle, survival of the fittest in its most cutthroat sense. But these discoveries about plant communication reveal a profound underlying cooperation and interdependence that's absolutely vital for the entire ecosystem's health. It's a much more harmonious, organized picture than we're often led to believe.
Absolutely. It shifts the paradigm. It's not just about individual trees fighting for sunlight and water. It's about a collective, an intelligent community working together. And the beauty of it is that this system benefits the individual, yes, but it fundamentally sustains the entire forest. A forest without this network would be far less resilient, far less capable of adapting to stress.
So, from a design perspective, it's not just about designing a strong tree, but designing a robust forest. The system itself is the genius, not just the individual components. And the efficiency of it all, John. These fungi are incredibly efficient at transporting nutrients and signals. It's a logistical marvel.
It truly is. The fungal threads are vastly more efficient at extracting certain minerals like phosphorus and nitrogen from the soil than plant roots alone. So the system not only facilitates communication, but also enhances nutrient cycling on a massive scale. It's a masterstroke of ecological engineering, if you will.
And the fact that we're only really just scratching the surface of understanding these systems makes it even more compelling. Every new discovery seems to add another layer of sophistication and intentionality. It challenges us to look beyond simplistic, materialistic explanations and consider a deeper, more profound origin for life's complexity.
That's exactly it, Nigel. It's a humbling experience to learn about these networks, to realize the incredible, unseen intelligence woven into the fabric of the natural world. It really does make you appreciate the elegance and foresight involved in creation. It's not just a haphazard collection of parts. It's a symphony of interconnected systems, all working in harmony.
A symphony is a perfect analogy. You can't just randomly hit keys and expect a symphony. There's composition, structure, and intent behind it. And these plant communication systems, this wood wide web, feels like one of the most magnificent compositions we're still trying to fully grasp. It really leaves you with a sense of wonder.
It absolutely does. So the next time you're walking through a forest, or even just looking at a potted plant, take a moment to imagine the bustling, intelligent activity happening beneath the surface. There's a whole world of communication, cooperation, and design going on that we're only just beginning to truly appreciate. It's truly astonishing.
And it makes you think about how much more there is to discover, and how much more there is to appreciate about the natural world from an intelligent design perspective. Thanks for shedding light on this incredible topic, John. It's been a truly insightful discussion.
My pleasure, Nigel. Always a joy to explore these profound ideas with you. And to our listeners, we hope this conversation sparks your own curiosity about the hidden wonders of creation. Until next time, keep exploring.